Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing with my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled that I get to be part of this amazing, fabulous new show. Sacred Magic, is a show that both Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, they came together. And in response to all of you, what they said is we need to do a show that is a live call-in show that we can literally bring callers on, see what's going on, do some readings, do some healing, share some messages. And this show, effective today, starts that way. So if you think about it, like many of you have seen Doc Martin on The Psychic and the Doc, if you think about a show that brings two amazing people together, all in service of all of you, I want to say to you, this is a live call-in show, but also Jacob is going to be looking over at Facebook and he will get your comments and questions. We are opening up the phones immediately. Benny will put you on hold. Get your questions ready. 1-800-930-2819. Today, this is about sacred magic. The shift starts now. But for these two women, that shift has sailed. Oh, was that like a little thing, play on words? You're gonna hear about who Dr. Georgia Herrera is and also Dr. Sharon Martin. I'm going to turn it over to them because we need to get some storytelling going on. Ladies, let's roll.
Thank you.
All right, we're rolling.
I like that. That shift has sailed. You get it? Did you get that little joke? Benny, I'm at it again.
I love this because Georgia and I have been working together for over a year now, and her capacities in tapping in, her channeling, her intuition are so phenomenal that she helps me bring out my skills with connection to earth spirits, magic. And Georgia, how did we come up with this show? Like, what did we think we would do well together?
I mean, really, it was the day after we were connecting to some of the highest ascended masters. And the next day it was, let's do this show. Let's make this happen. Our hearts are just busting open. We have to put this information out. When we connect to these ascended masters, life is so much fun and magical and easier. I wanted to share it with everyone, Sharon.
And that's the thing too, is when we take what seem to be earthly challenges and they seem insurmountable, but if we can tap into the higher vibration, the powers of the earth, the higher beings, Master Jesus, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and all the other angelic realm, we can open up a portal to unbelievable power. And when you do, all your, should I stay in this job that wears me down? I'm not feeling like I'm trusted or respected in my relationship. I've struggled with certain something of my health. Well, George and I are going to put our skills together and take all the ways we know how to tap in and grab our helpers who are way bigger than us and ask them to step in for anybody who calls in.
Yeah.
And then watch the shift sail.
It's the most fun I could ever think of anything that I want to do. This is it right here. You know, bringing love to other people.
Yeah. I love that we're announcing this right out of the gate and we're telling people to tell people, because this is a live call-in show. And what that means is both of you have signed up in order to be of service of others. And, you know, outside of the practices that you already have, where you work with people either one-on-one or you work with them longer, this is a way to hit people where they are in the moment. And whatever has been going on, they can come on and they can spend some time with you and minimally get pointed in the right direction, but mostly get your insight. I want to ask you each this question about this for sure. And that is, as we think about this and what really has enabled you and empowered you to come and say yes, talk about these energies, because it's one thing to talk about call into the show, but there is an activation that's happening here. There's a transmutation here, but there's also energies that each of you will bring in. I would love to hear from each of you what those energies are for you. And you know, I mean, what, did you just wake up one day? Sharon, you want to go?
Mine's been a bit of a long journey. And I don't know how many of the people listening can say childhood was hard. Teenager life was hard. You know, we all have a story. Mine was alcoholic, bipolar mother, verbally angry all the time father. And I never felt safe in the world. And I never felt like I could just relax. I was always looking for the next bad thing to happen until I started training in shamanism. And shamanism, in its bigger picture, opened me up to the unseen world. It opened me up to the forces of nature. And I began to feel the energy of spirit. And then I started training with other people when it wasn't just animistic spirits like shamanism. It became higher beings like the ascended masters and Jesus and Mary. And when you tap into that and when you start to feel them, your life changes. And your fear goes away and your trust gets bigger and you just have more ease. So after a long journey, I'm in a wonderful place. And here I am with my good friend, Georgia, who is amazing. Georgia, tell us how you got to be so amazing. Like, how did you train? And you probably were born with half of the stuff you already know.
I wish I could meet more people and that's what they say. How are you so amazing? That's how I want everybody to, when they gather, how they can greet each other. How are you so amazing? So I was born very internal, very quiet. I got overstimulated very easily with noises and smells, activity. And I had a crazy wild household full of action at all times. So I was just freaked out all the time. Luckily, I did have a very loving family, even though it was drama, drama, drama. But my motto is if there's love, everything else is okay. And then once I started going out into the world, I started getting into more and more drama myself and victimized, and then the victim got really trapped in me, and I started going deeper, deeper into my God path. I did have an awesome connection with God my entire life, in ways that was not taught in the church. Because a lot of church teachings was about being afraid of God. And I could feel the love inside. And then I started learning more and more how to have God in my heart, how to have the ascended masters in my heart, and how to have a relationship with them. And when, and you know, like you, Dr. Sharon, when things were rough, that's where I went. I went to them for wisdom, for guidance. And so blessed are the needy is what I say, because I, my cup wasn't full. So I needed that love. And that made me develop relationships out of neediness. So I am very strong believer in having internal spiritual best friends that are much smarter than us. Mm-hmm. And I, when people would talk to me, I would ask Mother Mary, what is that person saying? Because my filter was broken, because I was broken. But over time, step by step, she replenished me. She helped my brain see things differently. I was getting the care, network spinal analysis. My nervous system was opening and love rushing through me. And my life became magical, magical. Can't pay a bill? Let's make magic happen. I want to make more money? Let's make magic happen. I want to find love? Let's make magic happen. This person hurt my feelings? Let's let magic happen. And that's how I live my life, where everything is exciting now. And always growing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you both are sharing that, because, you know, a lot of times that there are stories that happen. And what I mean by stories that happen, it's as if one day we show up and here we are, right? And, you know, what mm-hmm. I love about this is that we all get to share this. It took me about 15 years, maybe 14, before I started to share really private information, because the listeners started to ask me more and more. And what I realized is that what you just shared is an opening for people that know that they may be different, but also have tagged on, I'm different and I'm less than. And that's what this show is to really eradicate. It's to really eradicate that last part. That less than part. Now we have Kathy on the phone here. Kathy, we're going to get to you in a minute. We're going to take a very short break, Benny, if we could. And then when we come back, Kathy, we're going to bring you on. We're going to let each of you know how to find out more about both Doc Martin and Dr. Georgia. When we come back, Kathy, don't go anywhere. Get ready. All of you, 1-800-930-2819. And it doesn't matter what's on your mind. It doesn't matter what's on your mind. Very it could true. Be any number of things. Maybe the traffic, maybe the elections yesterday. Maybe you got a pain. Maybe you have the pain in your arm. I woke up with a pain in my left arm today. It doesn't matter. It's gone now. But whatever it is, maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you're like, do I stay or do I go? Give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. And most importantly, this right here. You want to learn how to manifest these two women? Yeah. That shift is sailing. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step by step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is actually the debut of a fabulous show, and we are taking callers. Kathy, we're going to get to you in a minute. Karina, we will get to you right after that. So please be patient, everyone. Please get ready to at least tell us what's on your mind, what you need help with. Before we do that, people are asking me how they find out about each of you. So let's make sure they have information, please.
Okay, so my website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. The phone number's on there, a contact page, how to email me. My website's pretty cool. Pat created it with my help, and it's gorgeous, so go there anyway. Georgia?
My website is great. My husband created it. I have my phone number on there where you can text me, but I'm also really big in social media. So you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, things like that. And you'll find it from my website, sacredmotherhealing.com. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, we're going to get rolling here, and Sharon's going to do a little explanation. So, Benny, let's go to the phones. Hey, Kathy, are you there?
You're live on the air with us, darling.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right. You know, go ahead, Doc Martin.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay. Hi.
Where are you calling
from?
Can
I tell you something? I'm calling from Kent. Can I tell you? I just happened to have to leave my house and run a few errands, and this is my go-to radio station every time I can listen to it, and I just happened to hear the beginning of the show, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to call in because I really need this at the moment. And I heard.
Tell me. Wonderful. Tell me why you need it.
Well, my mom, I was a full-time caregiver for my mother for 20 years. In the beginning, early February, she passed away. Now I'm having to kind of start a whole new life plan. And so I've been going to school, certified nursing training, and I'm about halfway done with that. And, you know, I'm just kind of wanting some help on if I'm heading in the right direction. Should I be doing this?
Georgia?
I have one word that's coming up over and over and over and over and over. The word beauty.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
The word beauty keeps coming up over and over. Why would that be coming up?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. By any chance, are you beautiful?
My mother always told me I was.
In your mother's eyes, you are beautiful. But by any chance, do you love social media and Pinterest and stuff like that? That's beautiful.
Oh, did you say pin interest?
Yeah. Do you like, let me try to help. Are you drawn to social media, or are you drawn to images on the internet that represent beauty? So the question is, are you drawn to beauty? And the reason that I want to ask you the question is, there are some people that are visual. I'm a visual person, right? And so for me, you could tell me 500 words, right? And I am putting them in picture form. So the question is, one, are you drawn to beauty? And do you take the time to surround yourself with beauty? And beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. What's beautiful for me certainly may not be beautiful for you, but is beauty important to you?
You know what? Most definitely. I love beauty, like in nature and all things around that realm, beauty, and yeah, love it. Yes.
And is this the reason you're conflicted with your job choice?
Not so much. It's like, is this what it, well, I'm finding out what actually certified nurse is, and I'm kind of like torn now. I'm thinking I should go and do more training and get more advanced in that field somehow, because, you know, I'm 60 years old now, so I don't know if I want to, like, you know, totally do something different.
Okay. So I have may I chime in? So, Kathy, before the show, I kind of go into my intuitive space, and I really connect with stones, and there's a few that were very prevalent for today. And the stone that's coming up for you is a stone called kyanite. And kyanite is the steel blue silver stone, and it represents the bridge to spirit. And when I listen to you, I think about all those years and the time and the space and just the daily action that you took for your mother, and how there must be feeling an empty spot when you had all of that, and now you're scrambling to fill it. And you're scrambling to fill yourself with that same purpose and duty you had every day. And I'm being reminded by kyanite that, first of all, this is an inner bridges stone. It's the bridge to spirit, but it doesn't occur instant. It's okay that it takes time. And the other thing that came, that jumped out right as we were beginning the show, is my hawk feather. And usually this means that we've got to sweep away, and some of that can be concern, insecurity. And I find myself energetically sweeping your field. My message to you is not to worry, to let spirit in, that the space that feels empty and you're scrambling to fill is the one that's left behind because you spent so many years having it filled with your mother. But things will come when you download the messages from spirit. And I also saw you with your nursing doing healing touch, using your hands a lot when you did your nursing. Mm-hmm. So my message to you is, be patient with yourself, reassure yourself, and just let those inner bridges open, because the energies of worry and everything have been swept away.
How does that sound, Kathy?
That sounds wonderful, because that's another reason why I called in, is because I need to know how to find that connection, what you were just talking about.
And I think that, because I still keep getting that word beauty over and over and over with you. And when Doc Martin mentioned putting your hands on people and that healing, I saw colors running through your hands. Mm-hmm. And by doing that and loving people might be a way you find that beauty in your job and in your service, by letting the colors run through you. And I feel that could be a motivator to help you take care of you and help you receive, because we have to take care of ourselves in order to give to others, so we're not empty. But I think this will be a motivator.
Mm-hmm. And the colors, Kathy, the colors are energies, they're frequencies of light, mm-hmm. and they are spirit. Mm-hmm. Even though you might not see Jesus mm-hmm. standing there in a robe or an angel come in, just feeling when you touch someone and your heart energy goes out and that colors that appear when you touch them, that is connecting to spirit. So mm-hmm. you have the ability already to connect,
yeah.
and you don't have to rush and get another course or worry that you're not connected, because you are.
Yeah, you really have a huge heart. It's huge. And you have what you need already to get started.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you know, when you were saying that, I kind of felt tingly.
Oh, I like tingles.
In my body. Uh-huh.
And I think that you are sensitive enough to feel this. So if you wanted to take a healing touch class to go along with your nursing, that would really amplify your nursing. And trust me, medicine needs a little more of that. So you're on the right track. It just felt perhaps a little empty and perhaps a little uncertain, but we're here to tell you it's not, and you're doing great.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And Kathy, look, don't forget, you know, we're living in a beautiful place now. Things are popping out here, right? You know, I think the sun just came out, and, you know, I was really shocked a little bit by, I woke up one day and there were these little flowers on the plants and the tulips had popped up, you know. So remember to take a moment to take all that in. Is that good for you? And then I want to say something else. Ongoingly, this is a bigger topic. This is a career type topic. I would encourage you to reach out to Doc Martin and Dr. Georgia, because whenever we get these career ideas, these inspirations, you're probably going to want more information. Remember, this is a short call-in. They're doing their best to pass this on. But if this happens to come back to you, we'll make sure that when we come back from break, we'll give out their information. How's that sound, Kathy?
That sounds great. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You bet.
Wonderful talking to you.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Karina will be right there. We're going to take a short break, Benny. And when we come back, more and more and more and more and more. And I love the sacred magic more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. visit georgettelepage.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrena Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Wadrena Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspectives.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
Wow, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Sacred Magic. I am Dr. Pat, and I am going to be sitting in for several of these shows, but your co-hosts today are Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, two doctors being in the mystical, right? Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing. That's this show. It is Sacred Magic. Today's show, we're talking about the shift starts now. Before we go to the phones, what I would love for each of you to do is we've gotten a couple of requests, and folks would want to know, how do I contact each Dr. Sharon Martin and Dr. Georgia? So would you please give out some information here for folks?
Georgia?
For me, go to my website, sacredmotherhealing.com. And from there, there's my phone number, my social media, and I have an office in Roswell, Georgia, and then I do sessions on the phone, so you can message me by text, and that phone number is on there, on the website, but I can also give it to you right now. It's 678-707-1193.
Awesome. Doc Martin?
My website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. The phone number is 833-940-1882. But on the website, you'll find the phone number, you'll find my email. Both George and I would love to help you in any way we can. Sessions can be done remotely. I live in South Central Pennsylvania. Georgia lives northwest of Atlanta, northeast, somewhere up there. But that doesn't matter, because we can do stuff phone-wise. It's energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that old butterfly, flaps its wings and around the world something else happens. Well, we're butterflies, aren't we, Georgia?
Yes. And sometimes I prefer not seeing the person, so I'm really tapped into their energies instead of the way their face moves. I get a deeper feeling. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're here because this is the hub of sacred magic. And what we mean by that is we pool our connections to angel realm, to earth, to shamanic energies, to channeling, to pull them together to come up. And this is just a quick tidbit for you, but it does change the energy. It does start the shift. So, Pat, are we ready to hear from Karina?
Yeah. What I'd like to do is, Benny, let's go over to the phones. We've got another one of our fabulous, fabulous listeners on the line. Hey, welcome to the show, Karina.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah. How can we help you today?
I wanted to get an energy reading.
Energy reading. All right, you've come to the right place. Sharon, Doc Martin, Dr. Georgia.
Well, what I'm feeling is your soul is thirsty and ready, honey. I mean, like, your soul's like, bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it. So let's do this. Let's just do an energy healing. Do you want that?
Sure.
Okay, so put your hand.
before you start, let me just throw in. And my first take was Karina was thirsty. She was hungry, spiritually hungry. And before we're going to bring this in, when you channel in the healing, Georgia, fluorite, beautiful green with stripes of purple. To me, that's heart connected to ascended masters. This stone came to me right before the show. Karina, it's for you. Fluorite. Georgia, let's put our energy together and bring in some nourishment for Karina.
I mean, Karina, honey, open up, because there is a flood of love that wants to come through to you. And that fluorite is going to do that. So I'm just visualizing you in the center of a fluorite colors, and just open your body, put your hands on your heart, and breathe that vibration in. Your body really responds to shapes and colors. Really open that up. The angels want to get through to you, but you have no idea how to let it get there. But it is so powerful all around you. I just dying to get in. So I'm very excited for you. But honey, this is going to be detoxing. So I would like for you later to get a deeper session with me. So Pat will give you the information later, that because this is going to be intense. You're going to need some support. And as I'm talking, it's happening. Sharon and I are just like, it's like Superwoman times two, vibration, opening up those doors for love to just come blasting through you. Not even a flashlight, honey. I'm talking floodlight.
Floodlight. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna put my little bit of caution here. Karina, we're opening you up, but we also don't want your human body to be overwhelmed by the power of this flood. We are human after all. So I am putting a cautionary, instead of just pouring the flood on you, I'm helping funnel it so your body can handle it. You may have some detox kinds of emotions and feelings and things, but this is time in your life now to really open to these downloads. So Georgia, with my little bit of holding it a little bit cautious, just a touch of caution.
And there's something about her body, Karina, that you've been praying for this. And I mean, and it's happening as we're talking. So keep staying in the vibration as we're talking. And you want to open your fields to this and let it go in. Sharon's going to help manage it. But it's time to let this love in where you've been afraid and by yourself. There's a lot of by yourself vibration. It's time for you to be loved. It's time. And your beings and the world, your human beings, new human or new, like changing the relationships, and your spiritual beings are like, they're crying. They love you so much. It's time for you to receive.
Karina, how do you feel about that?
I feel really great. And I totally resonate with everything that was said. I really, really do. I've been feeling that for a while now. The last time I called, I got a really interesting reading, and that's why I called again today to see where that was at, that reading. But yes, what you said, I've been feeling that for a long time. And the last time I called was actually last month, and it really surprised me, the reading, because it actually threw me off, because I believe Georgia said that I was being attacked by people that have passed away, that perhaps knew me. or my relatives. And that really kind of threw me off because I was feeling just what you said, you know, the love. I was feeling all that. But then last month, I was feeling that. And then I kind of got thrown in this whole thing that I was being attacked by spirit.
Let me just throw out here how to reconcile that. Last time we both felt forces around you that weren't helpful to you, and a lot of caution and a lot of really, really discern where you connect, because not everything in the spirit world is of a benevolent nature. And today we don't feel that. Today what we feel is this hunger and this thirst for the download of spirit. So you've done a good job discerning and separating. And now when this download comes pouring in, your job is going to be to feel it, let it do its work, stay connected to your heart and your higher self, stay discerning. Stay discerning, because there is a bunch of not so good stuff out there. But you're very different in the energy around you today than last month. So good job on the work you did.
Really good.
Thank
job.
You. Because
we haven't stopped praying for you, Karina. And I didn't even know when you called in that you were the same caller from before. And we have not stopped praying. You have stayed with us and you have done the work. I mean, trophy for you, Mama. Good job.
Thank Karina, you. I actually have done some work.
Yeah.
I've done some work, as in telling whatever it is to stay away and being very firm on the energies that I want and what I don't want. So I did end up doing that because it really caught me off guard, because I was feeling a lot of love. And then for that to come in, I was like, oh, whoa. And then so I just had to be firm and say, you know what?
Well, sorry if you got scared. And we never mean to scare you, but you needed the caution and you took it and you ran with it. And you really, really did a good job with discernment and choice and separating out what's true and real in the love vibe. And you did a good job.
You were brave. You were very brave. You could have crumbled because we were very hard on you, but you stepped up to the plate. You stepped up and took charge of your soul, your life, and your destiny. Good job, Mama.
Yeah. Hey, Karina, let me just say something to you real quick. A lot of times what happens is we think in singularity, right? And the singularity that we think in is if I'm this or feeling this, I cannot have this simultaneously going on. And one of the things we know is that you can have multiple energies. You can be in a place of love, right? And you know, to be honest with you, when I'm in a place of love, that is when I am open enough that I can hear the cautions. Because when I'm not, and I'm so embedded in fear, and I'm so embedded in doubt, I can't see the caution. I can't see it. It's like, don't walk across the street now because I'm already afraid. So I'm not really hearing it. So you're a sponge. And, you know, now you've got this to work with. Thank you for calling in. Before we go any further in the show, can we let folks know how they can work with each of you?
So my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. Email me. You can see a bunch of the things that I offer, but nothing is so set in stone. The client and I work together and come up with a plan, and I energetically intuit what's needed, and then we take it from there. Could be fairy energy, could be angels, could be the elements, water, fire, could be a lot. How about you, Georgia?
So for me, it's either in person doing network spinal analysis, chiropractic in Roswell, Georgia. And you can find my information at sacredmotherhealing.com. And my phone number is on there. You can text me or send an email. Texting is the fastest. And I do online work as well as in person. But regardless, we bring in the vibration of love and shine that light on what needs to be shown up and have big breakthroughs. Yeah. From relationship healing to body healing, nutrition, the whole thing.
So, you know, one thing that I just want to point out to the listeners, and Karina's off now, but here is somebody who we gave, you know, a person calls, they don't want to hear anything that isn't butterflies and flowers, but we both got a worry and we shared it in order to be honest and to be ethical. And she went and she ran with it and she worked it. And the person that is before us today is 180 degrees. All of that darkness that was kind of trying to tap in isn't there. Mm-hmm. And her, so our job is to give you a hint of how to change, push the energy to move you over. And then you notice she went off on her own for, she didn't need us. You guys don't always need us. We are here to give you a hint, push the energy, start the waterfall,
mm-hmm.
and stuff happens. The yeah. shift has sailed.
Yeah.
So, but we also can keep going and deeper work personally. And that's how you find us on our websites and get in touch with us.
Yeah. And then don't forget, what's the episode of today's show? Sacred Magic. The shift starts now, right? So that's really, it did. I want to talk for a minute, a couple of minutes we have left. I mean, we're going to be doing additional shows. I would like to ask each of you, as folks are listening to this, what are you most excited about? What is your vision for how the show moves forward? If each of you could share that.
Georgia?
You know, I just love giving people a jump start in life. That is just so much fun for me. And the more people I get to do that with, the better. And I feel like this is another way to do that and open people to a new way of love and acceptance exactly where they are.
And even though we might only take two callers in an episode, and you might think, oh, that doesn't pertain to me. The truth is it does. All of the energetics we talk about are valuable for everybody who listens. And what I love is to be that translator for the energies of spirit, the powerful, powerful energies, to come in and connect with our human selves, your human selves, and make a transformation that you thought was not possible. But that's the magic. And mm-hmm. when we do it in the sacred space, under the vibration of love and acceptance, and we call in the big cheeses, bigger than me, way bigger than me, and they tap into you and shift something in you, that magic, I could live every day in that energy mm-hmm. of that magic.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me goosebumps. Yeah. So that's what I love about this show.
Yeah. And each show will have a separate episode and you'll cover different topics as you move forward. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the topics are sometimes directed by the caller, but we'll probably choose topics as we go. But regardless, each listener, even though you're not the caller, the stuff, the yeah. energy we're moving during the episode is there for you as well.
Yeah. That's actually what I found in over the years. And so often I will get emails back. And what will happen for me is somebody will say, I didn't call in, but I didn't need to. What you all said to Karina and Kathy, that was like you're talking to me. How often have we heard that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the power of the sacred energies that we call in, we're just getting a trickle, a laser beam of light, but But that is floodlighting the whole world. And when we are making the hub, we are setting up the vortex for the big cheeses to do their work.
Now, I know each of you work with people one-on-one and, you know, in the spirit of sacred magic, but also in the spirit of what each of you do independently, maximum medicine as well. And so as we move forward, these episodes will contain pieces of your work, stories, you know, that demonstrate what you're doing outside of the show to help people, because that really is the bigger vision and backdrop too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Every single day, it's what I do every day.
Well, I want to ask each of you this last question. Again, let people know how they can find out more about you. But what is your personal message? What do you want to leave people with today?
So you guys probably know I'm a physician. I'm still working as a physician in that crazy world. But I've seen so many times where if a patient doesn't have a connection to the bigger parts of him or herself and the sacred, the possibilities don't broaden. And as soon as they tap into what's bigger, things can change. So my message is, we can be so much more, and we can do that when we connect to the sacred, hence sacred magic, and hence my focus on maximum medicine.
Thank you, Dr. Sharon. I love it. And I love, I mean, that sounds amazing. So I would, for my message is, be right where you are with your fears, your worries, your weirdness, whatever you have, and shine the higher vibrations on those places so you can have wisdom, you can have support, and you don't have to do it by yourself. And when you release the shame that hides deep inside of us and hides us from even seeing ourselves and hides the love from shining on us, you will open up places and healing and happiness and joy that you didn't even know was possible. So we are used to the same neurologic patterns over and over and over, the same addictions that we've had since we were born. And when you get body work or spiritual work or somebody that really understands the human mind to help you and guide you, it is healing on steroids. It is fast, it is quick, and it is wonderful. Hmm.
Again, thank you both. Please make sure you give your contact information out. And wow, we look forward to doing this again. How do people get in touch with you, Doc Martin, one more time? And for you, Dr. Georgia.
DrSharonMartin.com, DrSharonMartin.com, 833-940-1882.
And I want to mention, Doc Martin, you should mention your YouTube channel and the fact that we are now sharing the blessing, the beautiful blessing that you've done for the Ukraine.
So the YouTube channel is Dr. Sharon Martin Maximum Medicine, and there's a meditation and prayer for the Ukraine and for everything else that's just plain wrong in the world.
Yeah. Again, what is your social media, Dr. Georgia, if you could?
Find me at sacredmotherhealing.com. You'll find my phone number to text me and my Instagram and my Facebook there, and YouTube, actually.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Show, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and my friend, Dr. Sharon Martin, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back and continue to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformations beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on TransformationTalkRadio.com.